This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Coding, guess what?
What it do, boom.
It's never too early to play holiday music, and it's never too early to start thinking about gifts. Whether it's for a friend or the friends in your pants, you can make this a season to be jolly with Manscaped. Do your little drummer boy a favor and use the Lawnmower 4.0 to avoid another silent night in the bedroom.
Yeah, I don't make
then add in Manscaped's top-of-the-line shower products to have the people thinking all I want for Christmas is you. Santa cares about his sack, and so should you. Look nice when you get naughty by going to manscaped.com and using code K100 for free shipping and 20% off. Is it K100, by the way, Joe?
Yes, sir.
Okay. To tell you a little about the product, this is our favorite product, by the way, and it's one of our biggest sellers because people have heard about this, like we talk about it all the time. But the Manscaped Platinum Package 4.0 is a one-stop shop for the man who deserves it all. There's everything needed to help you deck the halls from face to balls just in time for mistletoe season. The Platinum Package has each product from the Best Selling Performance Package Plus Ultra Premium Body Wash, Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo and Conditioner, and Ultra Premium Deodorant. I know a lot of wrestling fans could use that. It's the best way to smell fresh from your Santa hat to your candy cane. And the Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer is my favorite, and the Weed Whacker Nose and Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate presence. Plus, both are waterproof, so there's no issue clearing the snow out of your driveway. There's also a 4000K LED light, so you can light the way just like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now that you have groomed candy cane, it's time to make sure you don't smell like a reindeer with the Platinum Package of shower products. All of Manscaped's shower gear is sulfate-free, vegan. Joe, I know you love that.
Very
made to have your skin feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. But smelling good doesn't stop at the shower. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner can solve stank problems all day long. Once they touch your sack, you'll never go back. The Platinum Package 4.0 sitting under the tree is guaranteed to put anyone in the holiday spirit. And for the perfect stocking stuffer, add in the brand new Body Buffer. An incredible body scrubber that makes exfoliating.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot cleaner than an old loofah. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code K100. Manscaped, get your jingle balls ready for the holidays.
Well, first of all, Manscaped always has funny ads. And the second thing is it's incredible.
and they just keep adding shit. Cause like when we first got it, all they gave you was like the razor and maybe like a conditioner and the briefs, remember? Yeah. And the leather bag. And now they've been adding all this extra stuff, you know.
Yeah, deodorant.
They got nose clipper, nose clipper, deodorant. So, you know, keep yourself clean, keep yourself groomed, keep yourself hygienic. And this product works. We all use it. It's a great product. Get your Manscaped. Boom. You're back with K100 Talks. What's the topic this week, Disco?
Let's talk about, since it's a big thing, but, you know, we never talked about it on the show last week because I was kind of in the middle of it. What are your thoughts on the election? There was supposed to be the red wave. It didn't happen. It looks like, as we're recording this, that there's probably like a 90% chance that the Republicans are going to keep the House, but there still is an outside chance that they don't. But like the remaining things with the votes in, that's what they say it looks like. But it was funny too, because then, you know, the when the election season started, there was the Republicans were supposed to win the House by a far wider margin than that. Like they're going to get it by like one or two seats. It was supposed to be like, you know, the experts were saying this, right? And there was, you know, the Democrats were supposed to keep the Senate. You know, this happens every year. And it's just, bro, that the polls start coming in and it's like the polls are kind of like misinformation. They were saying like, you know, like Dr. Oz is a good chance. Herschel's got a good, you know, all these, you know, swing states had a good chance and none of them won, you know, but like 6 weeks ago, that was to be expected. But it's like, it was kind of disappointment on election day because there were some polls that were showing that the Republicans were ahead and stuff and thing. But like, you know, I just think honestly, when I look at the data that they said that 68% unmarried women voted Democrat, right? It's 2-1 margin over married women that vote, right? Bro, I think abortion was a major issue, and it's like, you know, they tried to make it sound like the economy is going to be the big issue, but that issue obviously energized a demographic of the audience or of the people that, you know, were obviously it hit them home, women's rights. You know, and I thought it was kind of like a foolish to kind of make that an issue to begin with. You know, I mean, like they overturned Roe versus Wade, and you saw the people's reaction. And go, you know, what do you think, Joe?
I think that the abortion thing was a huge part of it, and that's people cast their votes just based on that. It's weird because you hear 73% of the country that was polled doesn't approve of the way things are going, aren't happy right now. But then they voted to keep the current administrations and parties in office. So obviously there's a stink on the Republicans. People are blaming it on Trump, you know. And I don't know. I guess we'll see how things go, you know. And especially some of these states, it looked like they did have a big victory coming, whether it was Nevada or Arizona, and they didn't. You know, they got beat at the end.
Well, we got rid of the governor here, and that was the main thing was the masking policies and stuff. We were number one unemployment under Sisolak when the pandemic went, and people just were not happy about the way the guy handled it.
Yeah.
You know, and like, I mean, honestly, people just, you know, when we saw that how hungry people were to come back to Vegas, it's like, you know, why did you give this up to begin with? You know, like, look at what Florida did. You know, DeSantis had tourism and stuff, and then in Vegas was like you were having people masking in clubs and stuff. It was ridiculous, you know, so I think that was a big issue here.
Yeah, and the theory was that people were going to come out and vote based on, well, it was mostly the Democrats or the left that had businesses closed, that had schools, you know, not having students in, all the problems that had come from that. So I think that's why they anticipated the red wave, but didn't happen.
But they hit some good talking points, but bro, I honestly think that people are just, another thing too is they are sick of Trump.
Yeah.
They just do not want this guy in the cop. They want this guy to go away. And he's like still around. As long as he's still around, I think a lot of the people in the middle are just going to vote Democrat to just keep that guy in like his constituency out of office, you know?
Plus,
what do you think, Cody?
Yeah, I think there were a lot of factors. I think, you know, the polls proved again they were wrong, just like when they said Hillary was going to be the winner and Trump just destroyed her.
Right.
I think it was a combination of things. I think people also understand that part of the economy is not Biden's fault completely. You know, the war in Ukraine has a lot to do with it. The fact that, you know, Ukraine can't export wheat to other countries, that gas went up because of the war, that also has a lot to do with it. And I think that It's just funny to me how polarized this country's become over politicians that don't give a fuck about us. And here we are fighting over them, getting into arguments over them when I'm going to say this one more time, bro, and I can't say it any clearer. What has any politician done in the last 20 years that has in any way benefited me? Nothing. All they do is talk shit, help the fucking corporations, help each other. And the, you know, and I think people are just tired of nothing getting done. Also, they doubled down on abortion, which was a huge issue, bigger than they thought. That was a huge mistake. I knew they were going to get rocked on that. Believe it or not, a lot of Gen Zers voted more than they expected because, you know, this guy passed marijuana laws, which is, you know, a lot of youth are smoking marijuana now. And he also forgave their government loans, and they didn't forget when it was time to vote.
And then they found that the day after the voting's over, the Supreme Court strikes it down as unconstitutional.
Right. Then, you know, and they said they said there was going to be a red wave, which there wasn't. And I think at the end of the day, we have a lot of people pointing sides. Oh, Fetterman can't talk. Who gives a fuck if he can't talk? You know, I mean, the guy just had a fucking stroke. Well, Oz is, you know, it's more about personalities and politics, you know. And like I said, none of these politicians in any way have benefited me, helped me, are there to help. And the system is broke. And until the system gets fixed, we're going to keep having these problems. But I do like the fact that, you know, there seemed to be a push for, you know, Trump to get in all these people who are denying that the election was stolen, and they were going to make sure that they put people in place and stay in power. And I think a lot of people said that's not the democracy that I grew up with.
Do you think that the hardcore right wingers that are coming out and, of course, accusing the, you know, election fraud again hurts the Republicans? Like, you think people are sick of hearing that?
You know, if they make an issue of it, bro, we're trying to sit there and pretend. Yeah. In 2016, there was election denial.
Yeah.
I mean, the politics works on the premise that everybody's memory is like for two. What does that sound, by the way? Is that it? Did you construct your house?
They're remodeling in my house, and I can't do nothing. They took my door down.
All right, no worries. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, this is construction going on while we're doing this, so nobody did. What was I talking about, by the way?
I brought up whether or not election denial and stuff like that is hurting.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, you know, if you have a memory longer than like 6 months, you know, the whole Mueller thing was election was based on the premise of election denial. Like, we went through that. And now, like, you know, bro, after every election this happens, there's people just deny, well, they cheated. They lied. You know, Stacey Abrams did it back in Georgia a while back. Bro, everybody does it. But it's very easy when your side does it because politics is a ping pong ball of hypocrisy where you just back and forth hypocritical statements one after the other. It's just easy to sit there and take that position now because your side's won. So, you know, it's like, I mean, the shoe is on the other foot when the Republicans won in 2016. Yeah. To the point that we had the Mueller investigation where they tried to say that Trump had cheated to you know, become president.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that was ridiculous. The election denial stuff's kind of ridiculous. It's like, if there's some mass conspiracy involved with, you know, like in the year 2022, right? With all the whistleblowers, all the data you have, all the online sleuths, all the, you know, hackiness of everything, a massive corrupted, like, voting process where, like, say, like, databases are infiltrated and you get in there and change the programs and stuff, everything, right? You, in the year 2022, you would be able to find out if that happened. Like, you have enough, you know, computer technology, people that know, they could look at, hey, what's going on here, right?
Yeah.
But bro, like, the whole thing with the voting stuff, if, you know, the voting and the stolen election, show me the evidence. If there is, like, good conclusive evidence that maybe one county, there was a couple of electors that were throwing votes in the garbage from Republicans or something, like, you know, to try, if there's camera, should show the evidence. But if you got no evidence, just constantly crying the election was stolen gets a little tiresome after a while. True. And it's very easy to pick on people that are constantly, that won't get off that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you think about the mail-in votes and the ability now that they have, we have a week to count the votes and all this? It wasn't, I mean, they say that's typical, but it never was before.
No, it's not typical. Yeah. If this has changed, they changed the mail-in voting when the pandemic hit. And other states have said, okay, we're just going to do it like this from now on. it's not a really good way. Like early voting, like a month before the election, before you even see the debate between the two candidates, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me in a democracy. If voting's so important and our democracy is so important, the process should be more secure. You know what I'm saying? But they've tried to say, oh, they're trying to make it harder for people to vote. Bro, getting an ID and going and standing in line for voting does not require any skills whatsoever. You know, maybe it takes some time, but that's not, you know, you want effortless voting in this country? Like, there needs to be kind of an effort put into your vote if you're going to vote. And that's what I think. Yeah, that's my opinion, but other people don't share that opinion.
That's always
people think it should be as easy as possible, like unsecured chain of custody.
Well, yeah,
like you take your ballot, put it in the mailbox. Well, anything can happen to it, you know?
I never understood that because you have to have an ID for everything. You can't rent an apartment. You can't cash a check.
Ridiculous argument.
Yeah.
There's nothing racist about asking people to get IDs.
Right.
It's absurd. Like, you know, you can't. What you're doing is you're demeaning the humanity of a human being by saying, okay, well, minorities have trouble getting IDs. Like, it's like they're very capable of getting IDs. They just got to go and do it. You know, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Well, if they have three jobs and they can't, your boss will let you get off work to go get an ID.
Yeah, how do you get a job without an ID? Like, every job you apply for, you have to give them your license and your Social Security card, you know?
Right, right. It's ridiculous.
Or your state ID.
Yeah. So. All right. What do you think about the returns on Elon Musk with Twitter so far? Conan, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't really paid too much attention. You could fill me in a little bit.
Let me
more.
Give you a so he made it so okay, I guess they went up the blue check mark, the $8 thing, right?
Right.
Well, some people obviously tried to corrupt the system. You went out and did fraudulent accounts, and there was like some pharmaceutical company got a fake account. They said they're selling insulin for free, and everybody sold the stock.
Right.
You know, they lost like $15 billion and stuff, and anything. So they put a pause on that. But to me, it seems like if you want a blue check mark, download your ID. You know, that should be like if you want to how do you verify somebody? You know, by identification purposes would be this the most simplistic way to do this. You know, what do you think about people like Hangman Adam Page and Mick Foley leaving Twitter?
What was the reason?
Like hateful,
because Musk took over, and there's going to be less censorship of controversial views or language.
Right. So Mick left.
I don't know much about Elon Musk, but what I do know is he tweeted that up until this year he's voted Democrat his entire life. So when all of a sudden did he become a poster boy for anti left wing or like right extremism? Well, how does that happen?
Everybody can, even Bill Maher agrees with this, right? Is it's problematic that a social media platform like Twitter that 97% of their donations to political candidates were to Democrats. So like you got all these people working there that are all Democrats, and they're literally censoring, they're turning down the volume on people's accounts. You know, like shadow banning them and stuff, everything, right? I mean, that's not really fair. If you think about it, it's like you got an all liberal, thing that Elon Musk said, it's like he should be more balanced. And Bill Maher said it should be more balanced. You know, you can't be fair unless there's balance. Like, if we're talking about diversity, equity, inclusion, like, what's more unfair about 97% of the Democrats owning the social media platforms? That's a question.
I use Twitter every day, and I don't see any difference yet.
I don't either. I think the funny thing is the people virtue signaling that they're leaving Twitter. Like, what can't you handle going forward? Like, there's mute buttons, there's block buttons, unfollow. Like, all the tools are here on this side, and they're very simplistic to where like five and 6 year olds could probably use them, to where you don't have to see the hateful conduct that you think is promoted that's all over the site.
Right.
Unless you're searching for it. Like you're literally Googling the N-word and looking for people saying it, so you can sit there and say, oh, this is such a come on. It's like you see some common sense. If you can't navigate through Twitter, you're kind of like an idiot. You know,
they have said, and it's been reported, that usage of the N-word went up like 300% or something like that, because now people feel empowered to be able to say whatever they want and use slurs. But I think anyone that uses language like that should, because they think they're not going to get in trouble anymore, I guess. But I think anyone that does that should be kicked off the platform. Easy.
Well, the terms of service hadn't changed when people were doing that.
Yeah.
They were doing that. And the people thought that the Elon went in there. The first thing he did is change the terms of services, like everybody could use the N-word. It's like, what? Like, come on. Like, you guys are being ridiculous sometimes. Are you going to continue? Conan, will you ever leave Twitter?
Probably not. I like Twitter.
Yeah.
Do you like blog? What's without Twitter, who could we troll?
Right. Plus, you just find interesting things on there. And that's how I find a lot of my news, and I find stuff out. Plus, I don't have to go to 13 different places.
And it's great for promotion for everybody, not just podcasters, but writers and actors that want you to see their shit and networks promote. I mean, that's one of the greatest promotion tools there is right now, is social media and Twitter.
I would never leave Twitter. I don't care. Well, that's been the hot topics for the week.
All right. This has been K100 Talks. You've got any comments, anything, just send it to our
K100questions@gmail.com. Throw K100 Talks in the subject so I know what it's all about.
Thank you.